with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Israel has launched airstrikes across the Gaza Strip. The Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says are only the beginning and a necessary condition for freeing hostages.
2 months of relative calm in Gaza rapidly ended overnight. Israel said it was hitting dozens of Hamas targets, with officials suggesting that the operation was open-ended and expected to expand. Israel will, from now on, act against Hamas with increasing military strength, the Prime Minister's office said. Senior Hamas security and political figures are reportedly among the dead. Hamas warned that what it called Israel's unprovoked escalation had unilaterally breached the ceasefire and put the fate of hostages in jeopardy.
BBC correspondent Yolanda Nell reporting. Chief Justice John Roberts is rejecting President Trump's calls to impeach judges who disagree with his policies. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a rare statement of rebuke, the Chief Justice said, for more than two centuries, it has been established that impeachment is not an appropriate response to disagreement concerning a judicial decision. Roberts issued his statement just hours after a social media post from Donald Trump, who described a federal judge as a troublemaker, agitator, and radical left lunatic who should be impeached. The judge had blocked deportation flights being carried out under an 18th century law. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A federal judge has blocked enforcement of President Trump's executive order banning transgender people from serving in the U.S. military. Judge Ana Reyes in Washington, D.C. ruled Tuesday that Trump's order to exclude transgender troops from military service likely violates their constitutional rights. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 260 points, the Nasdaq dropped 304. This is SRN News. A recent study reveals the shrinking role of God in the lives of Americans.
Researcher George Barna and the Cultural Research Center found that fewer Americans put God at the center of their lives or rely on him for daily guidance. Among those surveyed, 6 out of 10 adults do not believe God exists, and only 16% said God is the most important element in their life. Barna concluded that nothing short of sweeping national repentance and spiritual renewal can save America from itself. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
The former pastor of a Texas megachurch has surrendered to Oklahoma authorities on child sexual abuse charges. Robert Morris turned himself in on Monday after being charged last week with 5 counts of lewd or indecent acts with a child. The 63-year-old Morris resigned as pastor of the Gateway Church in the Dallas-Fort Worth suburbs after a woman accused him of sexually abusing her in the 1980s. SRN News. Google is acquiring the cybersecurity firm Wiz in the biggest cash deal in Google's history. Correspondent Jennifer King has more on the story from Washington.
Google has announced a proposed takeover of Wiz for $32 billion, part of an aggressive expansion into cloud computing. CEO Sundar Pichai addressed the move in a YouTube webcast by investor relations for parent company Alphabet.
Organizations are looking for cybersecurity solutions that improve cloud security and span multiple clouds. Wiz is an innovative leading cloud security platform.
Wiz, based in New York, was founded in 2020 and makes security tools designed to protect information stored in remote data centers. If approved by regulators, Wiz will join Google Cloud, a rising star separate from its search and advertising operations. I'm Jennifer King.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.